For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Edge of Sports Podcast. I'm Dave Zirin. Very truncated one this week. We got Jake's takes for you. We're going to go in deep. Say what's up, Jake.
Oh.
There you go. Hey, you can't get that on every podcast. And we're taking a week off next week because I got to do stuff with the sponsor of this podcast, The Nation Magazine. But let's jump right in. Woof, woof, with some Jake's takes. We are back with the part of the program that everybody keeps emailing me about. It is called Jake's Takes, where my kid, Jacob, picks NFL games week in, week out basis. He's beaten the experts. Brought to you by FanDuel. Not really at all, nor would we allow them to. But I just had to say that. Why don't I want FanDuel?
Why not?
Because I think that they're a parasitic organization that practices what's called regressive taxing on people for gambling.
This podcast is a whatever you just said.
Oh, that's a good comeback, son. Okay, so let's get off the schneid here and start right away with what's your record?
103-60-1.
Okay, 103-60-1. Okay. Okay, not bad, not bad. Yeah, so and how'd you do last week?
8-7.
So okay, okay.
There
let's come back then. Let's do this thing. I got your whole college fund riding on this.
I mean, I haven't gotten to bet the house week since week 8, I think.
Let's try again. Okay, so the first game, we're doing this on the Wednesday before Turkey Day. Let's get it started. Bears at Lions. Who do you got?
Bears at Lions. This is an interesting one because there are a lot of rumors about Matt Nagy being fired after this game.
The Bears head coach.
I mean, you know, haven't gotten their first win yet, the Detroit Lions. We don't know if Jared Goff is playing. I'm going to assume that he's not playing and take the Bears.
Wow.
I think if he does play, then that could change.
Well, you got to make a pick, though.
I got to make a pick. I'm going to take the safe pick and the Bears.
Okay. I don't know if that's a safe pick. Frankly, I don't know if that's a safe pick. Oakland Raiders in the Jerry Dome against the Cowboys. Who do you got? Did I say the Oakland Raiders? The Las Vegas Raiders. Who do you like?
I like the Dallas Cowboys at home in a bounce back, game against the Chiefs. They lost to last week in a really just disappointing game from really both teams. I mean, like, it was not a fun game like everybody expected. People expected this to be Rams, Chiefs, but instead of the Rams, it's the Cowboys. And it just wasn't that at all, but I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Bills, Saints, and New Orleans.
Bills, Saints. The Saints quarterback situation is just way too weak for me to pick them. Bills, they have been really shaky. They have not really had a good win this year. They've lost to any team that's somewhat good. So
I can't imagine the Bills being 6-5.
I
can't imagine.
There's no way I'm going to take the Bills easily.
Smart.
Easily.
Okay, we move on to Sunday stuff.
Actually, sorry, that's going to be my lock of the week.
Ooh, okay. That's your bet the house.
That's my bet the house.
The Bills will beat the Saints. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers-Bengals in Cincy. Who you got?
That's going to be a good win for the Cincinnati, for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh,
it's going to be a good
Steelers
win
surprise.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know why? Because they know, I think, that they have a really tough schedule. They're 5-4-1. If they really want to contend for the playoffs, they're going to need to get this win. This is a big division matchup. This is a big test for both teams, honestly. I think whichever team wins is going to be the team that makes the playoffs, the second team that makes it out of the AFC North.
And that team is
The Steelers, but they're not going to make the playoffs with that tough schedule.
Panthers and Cam Newton head to Miami to play the Dolphins. Who do you like?
It's going to be a good win for the Cincinnati. Did I say Cincinnati again?
It's okay. You're already drinking too much turkey gravy.
The Carolina Panthers, this is going to be a good one for them. This is a hot Miami Dolphins team who has 3 wins in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But this is still a Panthers team that is, I think, much better. And this is a Panthers team that has a much better quarterback than they had in previous weeks.
All right, easy. Go ahead.
They're not at home, but I still think that it's going to be a good one for them.
All right, this one we could do in 1 second. The Philadelphia Eagles play the New York Giants.
This is going to be Giants. No, it's going to be Eagles win. Actually,
You might go upset on this one.
I might go upset.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go upset. I'm going to take the Giants here. I took them in an upset last week. It didn't go well.
Very well at all.
But I'm going to take them in a bounce back. The Eagles have a really good schedule for the rest of the season. But, you know, the easy games, this is still NFL teams here. No game is an easy game. It's going to be a
– Jeez.
What?
Thanks, Chris Berman.
Chris Berman, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, my gosh. You know – Munoz is, but
yes,
you don't
I
know
do.
Who Chris Berman is.
I don't know who Chris Berman is. He's an NFL player?
No, he's an announcer who says things that are very portentous, like you just did.
All right, well,
like,
move
you know,
on.
At any given Sunday, anybody can win. Okay, Titans in New England against the Patriots.
Titans are not going to win this football game.
Wow.
You know why? They could get a bounce back. You know, they could get a bounce back. But this is the hottest team in the NFL we're talking about right now. This is the hottest team in the NFL we're talking about. Get the Chiefs out of there. They're not the hottest team. This is the hottest team in the NFL. Playing at home. Mac Jones look outstanding. Ryan Tannehill has not. They're without the best running back in the NFL. This is going to be a Patriots win.
I agree. Falcons travel to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. I think this is actually an easy one to pick.
This is going to be a Jaguars win.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, it will be. No, it won't be. No, this
oh, you're going
be
Atlanta? Oh, man. If I am wrong, I will do 45 push-ups live on the podcast.
Sure. Well, there's no – nobody can believe – no camera. Okay.
Why are you opping on me?
The Falcons are going to get this win. You know, they put up 0 points against, like I said just now, the hottest team in football. So this is not, like, going to be an easy game for them because – like a Jaguars team that didn't they just beat the Bills?
A couple weeks ago,
you know? So
this next one is really tough to pick. Bucks go to Indianapolis to play the Colts.
That is a really tough one, but I'm not that is a really tough one. This one is gonna tell us whether the Colts are a true playoff team or not. Even if they come like if this is like a close game down to the wire, which I think it will be. I'm still going to take the Tampa Bay Bucks because they beat them in quarterback.
They have a better team.
They have just an all-around better team, better receiving core. Both of them probably match up evenly on defense, but...
You got the Bucks.
I know.
All right, now you got the Jets playing the Texans. And in the most Jets situation in history, their third-string quarterback, who is starting, Joe Flacco, who told the press that he didn't believe in the COVID vaccine, got COVID... Then gave COVID to the backup quarterback.
Josh Johnson?
No, Mike White. And then, so now they both have COVID. And now they have to start Zach Wilson, who they absolutely don't want to start because he's a rookie who they want to basically sit on the sideline in his diapers.
No, he's hurt.
Oh, please. He's hurt like I'm hurt. Give me a break. He is not hurt. They don't want him to start. All right.
And, this is going to be a Texans win.
Yes.
Because Tyrod is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL by far. I mean, he is top 24, in my opinion. He is so good, and he's never talked about. You know why? Because he loses his starting job in almost everywhere he goes because dumb injuries happen. Then the rookie quarterback comes in, balls out. He's the new guy there, and then he has to leave to another team and – It's just I feel so bad for him, and he's such a talented player. I'm sorry. I'm just Tyrod Taylor lover.
So you're the one. All right, we're on to the 4 o'clock games. Chargers, Broncos.
Chargers, Broncos.
That should be an easy one to pick, I think. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers. Yeah. An easy one. Nothing really to talk about.
Vikings, 49ers.
Ooh, this is actually a really good one because they're both 5-5, and they're both in the wild card race. So this is going to be – this is if the Vikings lose, then their playoff – then their playoff spot is in jeopardy. If the 49ers lose, then their playoff spot is in jeopardy. So who's going to win? I'll tell you who's going to win. MVP Kirk is going to lead his team to a win. There's a reason behind that, because he has been playing amazingly by stats. He has been a top eight quarterback easily this season by stats. I mean, 21 touchdowns to 2 picks. You know that? That's crazy. He has been good. They have a really good roster around them. They aren't at home, but I don't care.
Rams versus the Packers in Green Bay.
Ooh, Devontae Adams, Jalen Ramsey, battle of the
Aaron Rodgers has COVID toe.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He does not have COVID. Are you
No, COVID toe. It's an after effect of COVID where your toe becomes purple and rots out, and it's causing him a lot of pain.
My God. So that actually affects it a lot. These are two teams that are trying to get a number one seed in the NFC. That's a tough one. It's in Green Bay. I'm gonna take the Packers. I don't care if Aaron Rodgers has a little toe problem. I don't care. He's gonna toughen it out. You know why? Because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna get
whatever. All right, Sunday night, Browns Ravens.
I'm picking the Browns, man. I'm picking the Browns. I just feel like they've been playing for this game ever since that thriller in Cleveland. Lamar Jackson came back from, was it cramps? I don't know. We don't know. But I think we do know, though. I think they've been planning ever since. And I think that they're so ready for this game on Sunday night. And they're going to pull off a win in Baltimore.
Wow. And now, lastly, the worst Monday night game imaginable, Washington football team against Seattle. Who do you got?
Ah, that's a good one. See, at the start of the season, if you're looking at this game, that's going to be a good game. Because everybody thought both of these teams would be in a wild card contention or something like that. And neither of them are really that close. I think Washington stole the shot, but Seattle's out of it. This is gonna be a Seattle win though because I think Russ has had enough time to get healthy. I think he's healthy enough to lead them to a win against a semi poor and just disappointing Washington football team.
I hear you there. Well, that's all we have for this week's Jake's Takes. Jake, wish everybody happy Thanksgiving.
Of course, happy Thanksgiving.
And we'll be back after a quick word from the sponsor of this podcast, The Nation Magazine. We'll be back right after this, but first, a quick word from the sponsor of this podcast, The Nation Magazine. Okay, look, the need for independent journalism has never been more important, and The Nation brings it each and every week like they've been doing since 1865. I'm serious. This is what you gotta read. It's The Nation Magazine. Go to thenation.com/subscribe. And please never forget that when you support The Nation Magazine, you are also supporting the continued existence of this podcast. So please subscribe. Go to www.thenation.com/subscribe. And now, back to the Edge of Sports podcast. Well, thanks, y'all, everybody, for tuning in. We got so many great shows lined up for the next couple of weeks. I'm going to be talking to Ryan Shazier on the next podcast, a former Pittsburgh Steeler who had a absolutely mind-bogglingly destructive injury to his back that ended his career. He's written a book about coming back, learning to walk again. We're going to talk to him for the next pod. But remember, that won't be next week. That'll be the week after that. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Regardless, if you like the show, don't hesitate to leave a comment. Don't hesitate to give it a rating. What you want to do is feed the algorithm, please, because that affects whether or not people are going to get recommended or steered towards this podcast. So Thanks all for listening. Mask up. Be safe. Shout out to the producer of this podcast, David Tigaboo. For everybody listening, please stay frosty. We are out of here. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.